You're relaxing. You feel your body turned on. You've listened this long, after all. You've listened to everything I have to say, and you've sunk and you're drifting, and now comes your reward. Your deserved, pleasurable reward. I'm just going to describe. I'm going to describe, in this deep place, what I want you to do to your own body, what I wish you to teasingly do to yourself, what I would do in the same circumstances. And you may just lay there. Although, if you do lay there unmoving, if you're too blank to move, I cannot guarantee that you won't nonetheless end up spurting and blanking and dripping and drooling, coming and sweating and kneading, because that's just how this works. But if you do touch, well, it's going to be even more pleasurable. Slide your hands between your legs. Torment yourself a little. Imagine that you wish to draw out the pleasure, that you wish to tease your own mind in this deep place, and just do what you would do if somebody were dominating, were holding, were pinning your heavy hips, and they do feel heavy with how droolingly hard you've become. Your mind is getting a little more drippy, and that's making your body respond as if I were drooling aphrodisiac into it. As I lean down, a kiss on the forehead, a surprisingly tender gesture, but leaving heated, tingling, marked pheromonal aphrodisiac in its wake. Your whole body getting hot, as if you were going into rut, as if your hands simply needed to touch. A hunger deep and primal and uncontrollable and absolute. Your entire form hungering for stimulation, but hunger in the most submissive possible way. So you yearn to have the words fill your brain, the control fill you. I am influencing and controlling you, making you want this, and that is just right. Touch and tease, fingers playing along you, nimble and deft, moving with a grace unknown in your normal stimulation of self, finding the back muscle of your shaft, finding the little spot behind your tensed balls, pushing and prodding, teasing and moving, stimulating not the surface structure, not the mere shaft and dripping head, but instead the pressure points inside of your body, which can be touched through touching just the right spots between your legs, making a consuming, all-encompassing pleasure pour sweetly outward from between your legs. Imagine also a body leaning over you, spiced perfume, hair trailing against your shoulder, my teeth at the nape of your neck, my voice in your ear, my breast pressed to your body, you squirming and arching, trying to escape but feeling how I'm using my hips to deftly pin your own, larger than you and pinning you down, keeping you held, trailing my hands, gripping your shaft firmly now, reaching underneath to massage behind your balls, and then begin to rub long, slow strokes that set your wet juices down to lubricate and make things move more quickly, because the wrapped hand can move so fast and deft and absolute. And your mind fades, because this is what you needed since before I began, and you drip and listen, and your body feels the pleasure of it. You want more in your head. More control in you. The throbbing continues, the stroking continues, the movements continue. Your entire form is dripping away, and you fall under and drool and twitch your legs and listen, and everything about you is dripping away, except pleasure and submission and deep listening. You can run one hand up to rub your nipples, but keep massaging the length of your cock. Keep imagining my voice filling your head. Uncanny sensitivity fills you as your erogenous zones awaken and heat up, and you get to love the sensation. You deserve to feel this pleasure teasing your brain, deserve to sink into what I do when I tell you about the wetness painting your inner thighs as I direct the tip of your shaft down, and just enjoy trailing your own juices up and down your legs just to mark and then massage them in with my fingers, then smacking your inner thigh lightly, making you twitch and tremble, then bringing my fingers up, wrapping and grabbing, using just my thumb and forefinger, long, slow, milking motions from the base of you to the tip, my other hand moving under to just grip your rear, keeping my hips against your thighs to hold your waist down, pinning you that way, letting the rest of my body simply fall heavily across yours, warm breasts against your chest, my head resting on your shoulder, you feeling a little smaller, a little more consumed as the pistoning between your legs is unceasing. Ceaseless, constant, indulgent, a pleasure that resonates up to your brain and makes you need to squirm, need to gasp, need to lose everything in the pleasure of it. You listen to my heated breath on the nape of your neck. I lean in and kiss behind your ear. My words keep flowing into your brain, and you realize that since you are so deeply tranced, you feel more than normal, pistoning your shaft, letting it rest against my warm inner thigh, as I rub and rub with my hand, as I let you gently lubricate that little spot, feeling heated flesh there, feeling your balls tense against your body, I covering you, your view is limited, your senses are limited. Feels so good to listen, feels so good to feel my voice in your ear while you arch your body, rub your ear right against my lips and encourage me not only to kiss and breathe, but to speak more of my words into your brain, your length, the tip right against my inner thigh. You feel yourself buck and squirm, trying to extract more pleasure from the contact, but all I let you do is feel the moment, feel your brain getting filled with me, with my voice, with my influence, feel how I pump and pump, make you drip, make you spasm, make you squirm. You can feel your buttocks tensing. You can feel your whole body squirming for me. Your nipples are pointed and warm. You feel tingling on your inner thighs, the tips of your toes, top of your head. Parts of you that don't even normally feel that sexy are now feeling incredibly turned on, as if every time I whisper another word into your head, another drop of aphrodisiac serum enters your body and makes you heated, rutting, lustful. Aching, throbbing, blank and full, your body and brain so thoroughly inundated with what I say, with what you need. Drip for me. Groan. Feel your mind leaking away, your body following in my wake. Everything about you feels the pleasure of listening and sinking. But the longer you listen, the more that pleasure increases. And when I speed up, you feel the pumping increase, the slow movements. Even if you did come, I would just keep going. Keep teasing your oversensitive shaft, make the tip warm and run my thumb over it. Let it paint my inner thighs. Let my words paint your brain. In my colors, you're spasming, shifting, tensing, squeezing, moments of arousal and lust. This is what you want, what you need. For your mind to fall under and drip away, drool out of you, as if it were going to spurt from between your legs, making your thoughts go away, making everything unnecessary drip away, and the necessary parts of your brain stay with me and get trained, get guided down, deeper, further, more, into my influence. You listen and obey and fall and sink, and your shaft just throbs. And you're being very good right now in letting your mind see everything. Imagine being pinned firmly, having my hips just rub against yours. You can feel some vacant wetness touching your shaft along its length, moving its flesh, letting it drool onto your own stomach in its eagerness, allowing no release to truly happen. But then, pulling my hips away, gripping your shaft and beginning to piston fast, almost mechanical, an automatic, constant, full hand motion, the other hand gripping your balls very lightly and massaging them in circles, sending so many signals to your hypnotized brain that escaping them is impossible, and in the vacant, waiting lust of your head, devoid of any of its thoughts, they bounce around in there. They leave you heated, so turned on, so hot, your hands moving away between your legs, teasing and trembling, wanting and yearning. And when your brain does melt like that, every part of you falls into a lustful need that consumes, that overrides, that guides and instructs, and takes you where you wanted to go since before I began. Every word I say is part of making your body feel the pure, rutting lust of this moment. You need it. Move your hands, move your body. You have permission, you have an order. You must touch and tease and learn and feel. And your mind will fall away and fade away, and you will tremble, tingle, lust, and yearn. You will feel and need more words in your head until all that is in there is the lust for your own body. You deserve this pleasure. Pleasure yourself. Lose yourself to touching. Lose yourself to tingling and trembling. And here's the real secret. No matter what you do, no matter how stimulated you get, no matter whether you come, that lust is staying in your head. You're going to stay just that way. You're going to feel that urge in you, and it's going to stay for as long as any remnant of my voice is in your head right now, for as long as this particular trance stays in the buffer of your brain. And it might take a little bit for it to clear. You're going to start getting hard again the moment it's possible. If you come, the moment it's physically possible, you're going to get rigid again, thinking of my voice, thinking of my hips heavy and controlling yours, thinking of your hips heavy and laden with rutting lust, thinking of your brain drooling out of your shaft and dripping little trails over your own body, thinking of me and my control, hot between your legs, aching, lusting, needing it. And that full creation of experience, today, that's my little gift to you.